Mr. Farage joins us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Bit more evidence for Ken Clark this morning. Front page of the Daily Mirror, one of your candidates giving a Nazi salute, a picture of him inside with a knife clenched between his teeth in front of the Union flag. I mean, what kind of people are these to be representing?
Yeah, that doesn't look very pretty, I agree with you. And we have had, out of our 1,700 candidates, a handful that have embarrassed us, mostly because they simply haven't told us the truth. We're the only party in British politics who actually forbid former members of the British National Party or extreme organisations from even becoming members of UKIP, let alone candidates. And in one or two cases, people haven't told us the truth, but I'm pleased to say it is only a handful.
Well, how do we know that?
We know that because
you haven't vetted them, so
amount,
we can't know, can we?
A huge amount of time and money has been spent on researching every single UKIP candidate standing in these elections. I would speculate...
Researching every single one?
I would speculate that if the same degree of scrutiny was put to the Labour and Conservative Party, they would equally find their own embarrassment.
So how come they're not popping out of the woodwork like your lot? I mean, some of the things some of them have said make your toes curl up.
Well, actually, the Tory party sacked somebody last week who was a serving councillor for talking about coloured people coming into Sussex. The week before that...
He had been a councillor. He was already a councillor, had been for a long time, and he came to those views. Goodness knows why. That's for interesting to answer, but nonetheless, slightly different from having candidates. If we open the papers every other day and there's somebody representing UKIP with some very bizarre things to say indeed.
Yeah, we have had a couple of very bizarre cases, and we've had two people who were former BNP members who basically lied to us. You know, we have done what due diligence we can at branch level. If people seem to be very, very odd, we didn't accept them. But we have taken people on faith. You know, we don't have the resources to trawl through absolutely everybody's social media sites. And that has led to one or two embarrassments. But
Hang on, though. If you don't have the resources to check these people out properly, then you should have fewer of them, surely. I mean, you're trying to run before you can walk.
No, the party's been through a huge period of growth. I mean, our membership is up nearly 50% this calendar year. And inevitably, we're going to have one or two teething problems. As I say, it is just a handful of embarrassments, and none of it takes away from the fact that UKIP is fighting a big national campaign and we're making a real impact.